You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelorette After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelorette After Show.
Kathy, I've got a question for you.
Yes?
What do you think if we did an after show for Burning Love?
I would love that.
And that's what you guys need to know. If you guys are following The Bachelor, you know exactly what we're talking about. Burning Love, the spoof on The Bachelor. But we are actually here today to talk about The Bachelor. We all know Bachelorette, yes. Bing is for doing, and we're doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. It is The Bachelorette, Season 8, Episode 10. MTA, as we all know, the men tell all.
Snooze fest.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Chris. And that's Chris Lee. We'll hear a lot more from her as we continue. Hey, guys, if you're watching us on AfterBuzzTV.com, chat roll, guys. Hello, but if you're not, make sure to tune in on iTunes. And guys, we put on tons of entertainment for y'all. We got over 30 shows a week, everything from Rizzoli and Isles.
40.
And that is Phil Spitek.
40 shows a week.
We put on 40 shows a week. Everything from the Bad Girls Club, Bachelor Pad, Bachelorette, America's Got Talent.
True Blood.
We put up all this content at no cost to you, but we only ask for one thing, and that's for you to comment, subscribe, let us know what you think, and we'll interact with you. We answer all the questions, and like we said, it really helps us out to bring you this free entertainment. So, with that said, let's start with the show by introducing our lovely host. Tonight, in front of me, is the lovely and gorgeous
Candon Bliss.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You guys should be very proud of me, by the way. That's why I've been silent this whole time. I've been actually tweeting, so I'm really excited. I'm getting way better. Nice. You guys can follow me at Candon Bliss, and I will now tweet you back.
And of course, our Bachelorette expert, because not only does she know about it, she's lived it, she's been in it. That's right, Miss Chrisley Kennedy. What's up, Chrisley?
Hello. I'm trying to stay on chat roll with you guys tonight, so we're trying.
Ooh.
We will try. The internet's been kind of intermittent lately, but I'm here, I'm on, so send us your thoughts and questions.
Definitely. Which reminds me, we do have a super fan question of the night, which we will answer later. Plus, we also have a great little special segment where we're going to all debate on why she should pick Ari or Jeff with one F. Yes, we're going to battle it out. But of course, no show would be complete without Kathy Kelly.
Hi.
What's up, news girl? Anything on the gossip webs this week for us?
There's a lot, and we'll talk about that later. But I wanted to ask you, will you accept my hose?
Excuse me?
It's from Burning Love. You have to watch it.
It's the most amazing.
Like, barely. It just happened.
That was awesome.
Yes. He's like blushing right now.
It's hot. I'm still smarting from last week's episode where we recreated Curacao in the AfterBuzz studio stage. But yes, I will. I will accept your hose, Kathy Kelly.
I was like, your hose. You really
Phil,
have to
you can't
them.
Do Apparently that because actually it makes total sense for all Bachelor super fans. They know exactly what we're talking about. It's a spoof on Bachelor. You have to watch it. It's Ben Stiller. I mean, Jennifer Aniston. Everyone's in it. It is fantastic. You got to watch it. But let's talk about our show.
Yes.
Overall thoughts. What did you guys think about The Men Tell All? What stood out just in a sentence or two? What'd you feel?
I think we already knew a lot of what was going to go down on this Men Tell All. I'm not going to say it was boring because obviously I like listening to what the guys have to say. And it was interesting to see them like fighting or whatever. But I feel like we knew it was going to happen. You know, I will say kudos to Emily because she kicked their butts in conversation. And I thought that it was really awesome of her. She just really stood her ground. And I don't know. I mean, I love Emily. I think I respect her a lot because she's just really confident and she knows what she deserves. So.
She did that West Virginia backwoods. What's her little saying?
Backwoods.
Hood rat.
Yeah.
And she put them in their place. And of course, Chrisley, okay, go for it. What'd you think?
I mean, it's a little boring for me. I mean, I didn't have to do the Women Tell All because I was final two, so I didn't have to experience it. But we actually got to make videos and send them in to have questions or concerns with any of the girls. I did have a concern with one of the girls, so I got to send my little last note to her. But, you know, I also feel like the guys have been through this process now, so they know how it works. And mm-hmm. a lot of them were very muted tonight. I think a lot of the guys really wanted to say things, especially to Ryan, that didn't. And I feel like a lot of the guys held back.
To Ryan?
I do. And I feel like when Chris really stood up to Ryan, he was looking for the rest of the guys in the house to back him up, and no one did that really. And I was really surprised by that. I think that it could have been an amazing mental all, but I think the guys, they know the process and they learned to keep their mouth shut, and I think they did. So I think we lost a little bit of that tonight.
But, so a little politics is what
you're
saying.
I have a question about that, because I think it might just be because people are still confused about who the heck Ryan is. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the guys are confused too. I mean, yeah, they live with him. I'm sure they know a little bit more than we do. But, I mean, I know we'll talk about Ryan later. But I think everybody's just confused with who Ryan is. So nobody wants to really lash out. But nobody wants to back him up. It's just this, like, in the middle of the road place.
There were a lot of guys on this mental episode who we did not see talk at all. We did not see one word from them. And that was kind of surprising, because I feel like in past seasons, like, the guys or the girls have at least gotten to say one sentence.
Right.
Even Alessandro, the vampire hunter, didn't get a word out of him, or what kind of product he uses for his poofy hair. Or, you know, just
and
like,
wasn't poofy this week. It was flat.
Yeah, they didn't address a lot of the guys. They didn't address a lot of the guys with little things, with little quirks. They got mm-hmm. the big ones covered, mm-hmm. but not like the minor ones.
Well, it's interesting because you film that, there's like 4 hours that you're there filming that. So, I mean, imagine that they had 4 hours worth of footage and that's all we saw. And it was so interesting to me that the whole first hour was recap.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole, which leads me to believe that they couldn't have got that much good stuff at the mental all that we had to do the whole hour. Usually it's about a half hour, but the whole hour.
Yeah, because you remember just last season for Ben's Bachelor, you know, that season, they had a lot more material mm-hmm. with your Jackie Schwartz, Miss Pacific Palisades, everyone had Blakely, Courtney. There was so much more.
Well, girls are so much more catty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's girls. Guys, they learned their lesson. They saw what they looked like on TV, and they were like, okay, mum's the word.
Yeah.
I mean, guys aren't as... They're smarter than us, apparently, tonight. I'm going to say it. I mean, we girls, we go on there, and we're like, claws are out. We're ready to say all the things we wanted to say, and now we've watched it, and we know what they were saying behind our back, and we want to call them out, and the guys are like, not touching it. It was interesting.
That Maybe is the most scared. Insightful information I've ever gotten from you, Chrisley. I'm just got to say. All right.
You're just happy because I said the guys were smarter.
All right.
Maybe they're just chickens.
Okay. Thank you. Let's jump into it.
Just got to be devil's advocate on that one.
All right. Yes, Candon standing up for the women, of course, which is fine. But let's speak of the guy with the man claws. Remember, they talked about man claws. Let's talk about Kaylin, the luxury brand specialist, the guy we all love.
To hate.
Okay, what'd you guys say? Where, you know, he tried to apologize.
I thought it was really interesting because he said that some of the guys called him out and said, do you have any friends from The Bachelorette? Like, are you friends with any of these guys? And he mentioned that he's friends with Tony and he's friends with Chris. And that's because those are the two guys who are on Bachelor Pad 3 with him. And Tony still kind of was like trying to poke the bear or whatever, but like he was saying mean things to Kaylin and calling him out on some of the things that he was doing. So,
and that throws me for a loop because, you know, we're always reading everything like throughout the week. I know we're obsessed with it. And I read a certain article that talked about Kaylin and his friendships on Bachelor Pad 3. Mm. And he did mention, like, Tony and Chris and all this. And he said, yeah, after they got to know me after a day or two, they were actually apologizing, even though they lived with him in the house. But he said, yeah, we all get along. Now we're all great friends. But right now, as we see on the Men Tell All, the guys are like, I don't know.
Tony was, like, looking behind.
Yeah.
Talking to me?
We're
kind of hysterical. It was kind of brilliant.
Do you think that Kaylin's just a little oblivious to reality?
Yes.
Because, I mean, he kind of, this is interesting to me that we all have been like on and off again with Ryan, right? And we're mm-hmm. confused about him. But Kaylin was like, you know, my bro Ryan over here, who's really humble, like he's giving Ryan these kudos for being a humble, not so arrogant guy, even though they're both the arrogant guys on the show. Mm-hmm. I just found it interesting that he connected the two of them, and Ryan was kind of like twitching, like he had this like weird twitch mouth going on, like, oh, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Well, I what if he's just creating a character? You know, that Kaylin is...
You said that before. But
I have said that because...
Because he looks like a cartoon character almost. No. Like the way that he's... No, not like physically looks, but the way that he's acting, mm-hmm, and the things that he's saying, he does look very much like a character. And we see it every season. Mm-hmm. It's like Erica Rose. Yeah. Erica Rose off camera is completely different than she is on camera.
Really?
I mean, she's still snarky and fun and has a great personality, but she's not as... eccentric as she is on camera.
They play it up for the camera specifically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that may be to get more airtime, mm-hmm, or just to create better television. Like you said that she knows like what good television is, and maybe that's, you know, what Kaylin's doing.
Well, he's building his platform.
Well, I don't remember who it was on the show tonight, but one of the guys said that. Like, I felt like Kaylin was always playing for the camera, not for Emily.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was obvious to everyone.
I mean, even in the article by The Giving Steve,
yes,
which we've quoted many times this season, the author who actually wrote that biting article about Kaylin at the beginning of the season actually went and saw an episode of Bachelorette at Kaylin's home. And yeah,
I think they went to a bar. Actually.
No,
it was at Kaylin's home.
I don't know if it was at his house or at a friend's house. It was a 2-story home, like in Houston. And he said he wasn't as bad as we all make him out, mm-hmm, to be, but he still looked bad.
Yeah.
So it's an exaggerated
Everybody's
version.
Everybody's just like, I don't know.
Hey, I'm trying. We're trying
here. I know,
here
we're trying. I mean, I always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but
right,
he's pretty much digging his own grave at this point. Like Emily said, he could have come back and said, you know what, I'm sorry. Like, that was the wrong thing to say. Maybe I internalized some feelings, and it was inappropriate for me to be so rude about it. I know that's your child, your heart, your soul. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't for me.
Right.
You know, fine. But he's like, no, I don't care. I don't.
Why are they still in a Twitter war? That's what I want to know.
I mean, he's still making fun of Ricky and Emily on Twitter. And clearly, him coming on the show on Mental All to apologize for, you know, being a jerk in this situation. And then she called him out on it, just, mm-hmm, like you said, where she said, you know, I saw on Twitter 2 days ago, you posted this picture at baggage claim and said, thought Emily Maynard would be here.
That surprised me.
And
That was, like, beyond even what I thought he was capable of doing. That's just horrible.
I'm so glad she called him out.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing that a lot on, mm-hmm, Twitter, and I notice. And the comment of, I'm flattered that you follow me, or the other comment that said, this is a unique scenario.
Disgusting.
I'm sorry. I was the B of my season, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You can totally come across a certain way on the show, but there's a very big difference in being like protective and not knowing how to handle a situation and just being not
a
nice.
Jerk,
and
yeah,
he was just horrible. Like, things that he said, they were not okay. They weren't kosher at
all.
Well,
and that was his whole saying was, well, it was just a unique situation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my environment. And all the guys are like, no, it was none of our environment. We just made the best of it, and we were ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin was like, well, maybe I wasn't myself. Yeah, because you're being a character. You're being this person. Maybe you're not off camera, but that's who he is to us,
yeah,
and to the rest of the world now.
And so we had Ryan, too, who was kind of like misconstrued potentially,
okay,
and he said, you know, I'm different than how I was on, or like, I'm different on the show than how I am in real life. And Kaylin's saying the same thing, and I feel like we've seen that in so many past seasons where, like, Michelle Money, she was played to be like the mean girl in the house, but then when she came on the Women Tell All, everyone stood up for her and
everyone
said she was
her.
One of my best friends and blah blah blah.
But what is he gonna do to redeem himself now?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
Michelle Money redeemed herself on Bachelor Pad, but
right,
that's the difference, is that Kaylin, no one was really standing up for him, so you can see his true colors.
Mm-hmm.
And with Ryan, I feel like while some of the guys did, I mean, Chris, like, said some things to him, I feel like some of the guys did say, you know, Ryan's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
And Chris and Ryan in real life don't get along. Like, that was not played up for cameras,
mm-hmm,
at all. I spoke to both of them that this night after they filmed, and that was not for play at all. They were staying on opposite sides of the bar. They were not looking at each other. They were not talking to
Why?
One another.
Why the animosity?
Chris really just didn't get along with Ryan from the get-go, and all the things he said tonight were all the same things he said to me. And, you know, my thing with Ryan was, I thought he was really arrogant as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to him for a little bit, and he does walk that very fine line of, you're not sure if he's just a total tool or if he's just really confident. But I will tell you this. He talked about a charity that he recently did with, I believe it was a little girl that had cancer. And the way that he spoke about this little girl and the way that his eyes lit up and the way that he spoke about this charity and how good it made him feel to be such a part of someone's life and make such an impact on someone. That's when I saw a different side of him. And I'd like to believe that that's in there and the confidence just gets taken the wrong way. And I could be very wrong, but seeing the way that he lit up about this and the way that he talked about it so passionately, you can't make that stuff up. You can make up all the other stuff, but you can't make that stuff up.
I'd like to know how that came up in conversation with you too, though, because I feel like there's a lot of people. Okay.
I brought it up.
Then that's fine.
And the reason why I brought it up is because this is the first season that we've seen any contestants actively tweeting during their season. And not only are they actively tweeting, Ari, Jeff, they're both doing t-shirts, making fun of themselves, Team Jeff, Team Ari, and the proceeds are going to charity. It's the first time we've seen contestants really do that. And so I brought it up to Ryan that I thought it was a really great thing that the guys in this season were all doing things. They were taking their fame, as we call it, and doing something really positive with it. And I had mentioned that I saw him tweeting about this little girl, and he just, glowed.
And I feel like they're, again, even with charity, like, there are people who are doing it for good and there are people who are kind of doing it for selfish reasons. Like, I feel like Kaylin said that he's donating $1 for every follower on Twitter or something like that to some charity. And there's, like,
Emily got $1. Or Emily donated $1. Like,
yeah. Wow. But
you know, I was going to ask you, do you think perhaps the franchise is turning a corner now a little bit more? I know they do Bachelor Gives Back.
Yes.
But the last few seasons, you know, it's been really catty and whatnot. And this season, yes, you have your Kaylins, your Ryans, but now that they're allowed to tweet and all these all this charity work that's being done, you know, and Emily's season, we don't know yet who she's going to pick, what's going to go down, but it seems like they're getting back to the romantic aspect of the show. So do you think they're coming back to what originally started the whole franchise?
I think the contestants are making it different now, which is really nice to see. The guys did this on their own. The producers didn't tell them, hey, make some shirts and donate to charity. These guys did this on their own accord, which to me is a big deal, and it shows that this group of contestants may have been a little bit more mature than some of the other ones. You know, and that's really cool to see. The Bachelor Gives Back is done by The Bachelor. So they come to us and say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. Who wants to come? This is something that these guys did on their own. And I think that's a really big deal. And I think that they should all be applauded for that. And that's what kind of made me feel a little bit different about Ryan, is just literally seeing him glow about this thing. And it was all bullshit aside, you know, he was really great about it. And I was happy to see that.
I totally think that he's just gotten a little bit of a bum rap.
I really do,
you know, and just, I'm glad that some of us that we're catching on, and hopefully we'll get to see him in other arenas.
What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking about his quote when he was up in the hot seat, and Chris Harrison asked, like, do you think you're arrogant? Because a lot of people, you know, call you arrogant. And he's like, I don't think that I'm arrogant, but I just think I'm a good-looking guy, and I'm funny. And, like, it was just, I don't know.
He's not for all tastes. He's an acquired taste. And leaving, I was going to mention this when we talk about Sean, but I think Ryan, in a way, is exactly what Sean demonstrates without saying.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's you know, showing your character, and you don't have to speak it, because actions are louder than words. And Sean is a very, like, upstanding guy, and everything that he's done so far on the show has, like, led everyone to believe that. And I feel like Ryan, he says that he does all these things, but I don't know if he kind of, like, actually follows through.
I think he does both. I think he does it and he also says it.
Yeah, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between the two.
So
I think there is an insecurity there that goes along with saying it, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I think that because you have to say it is because you're searching for some more validation. If just doing it was enough to satisfy you, then you wouldn't have to say it, you know? He wants the credit. So there's a little bit of both sides, I think, to
Good
Ryan.
Good call. Now, before we move on, I want to move into Chris next, but I just want to take a moment and talk about, actually, Amazon. And we have a great partnership program with Amazon. And what we do is, let's say if you need to make a purchase or something. And actually, I want to bring up a super fan. She's been my super fan for the week because, like I said, we look at all the comments on YouTube and iTunes.
We have one tonight, too.
Oh, we do?
We do.
Well, why don't you tell us about one, Chrisley?
We have a guest in our chat roll tonight named Chloe. And she's from the Philippines. Cool. And she's a big fan of the show. And she's watching us now. And she's having some trouble watching us because there's some rain there. But she was just telling me that she had... But she was just telling me that she had some purchases that she was going to do through Amazon and that she was going to go through AfterBuzz first to help us out. And I thought that was
really cool.
Yeah. So it's great. You know, it doesn't cost you anything more to go through AfterBuzz TV, and it helps us keep our lights on and keep bringing you our shows. And then we don't have to charge anyone. And, you know, it's just great. So
Absolutely.
It was really cool. I love this little chat roll tonight.
Can
Chloe's
we give her
a rock star.
Chloe, can we give a runner? Phil, can we get a round of applause for Chloe then?
Yeah.
Thank you. It all counts. Thank you, Chloe. All right, now moving on to Chris. I know, Candon, you've had some feelings about Chris.
They haven't changed. I mean,
no?
He's just creepy. There's just really something about him that creeps me out. And I don't know. I don't get him. I think he's a little bit strange.
Those are fighting words between you and Chrisley. Uh-oh.
I obviously don't know him. I'm just saying what he's putting out there is, it's always just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Right.
And the fact that he's so infatuated with her and there's really not a whole lot behind it.
If you were a guy, wouldn't you be infatuated with
him? And he's really not. I mean, he's really not infatuated with her.
So what would explain his...
He definitely... I mean, I think that this is a perfect scenario of someone that doesn't know how to handle a situation. And you're there for a long time and the cameras are all in your face and you're not knowing how to handle things. And he clearly, and he said, am I stepping on you? I'm so sorry. I'm stepping on, I'm like, why is she pulling me underneath? He clearly doesn't know how to handle the situation. He clearly doesn't know how to handle being stressed and outside of his comfort zone. He definitely liked her a lot, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But is he infatuated with her? Still? Absolutely not.
I
hung out with him the night of the mental. Yeah. And I thought the same thing, like super creepy, wasn't sure how I felt about him. And he has the best personality. He was so much fun to talk to. I spent most of my time that night with him and John and had so much fun with the two of them. The two of those boys were like, and they get along very well. They both told me that they were the most comparable in the house. He's really not that creepy.
He's just uncomfortable.
He looks creepy and he's definitely uncomfortable in this situation. I think you're going to see a whole nother side of him in Bachelor Pad.
We already saw a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw on the promo that he was with three girls
Looked like almost before.
I gave up two of them for somebody new.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And I was going to ask that. So then why is it when they were replaying the stuff that happened between he and Emily, he looks so crestfallen. He looks so
embarrassment.
Sad.
Embarrassment.
Absolutely. Listen.
Really?
Embarrassment.
I rewatched my season not too long ago, and it was hard for me to watch. And Charlie's a great guy.
Okay.
An amazing guy. I was never in love with Charlie. He was a great guy. Not in love with him. It's still hard to watch yourself get rejected.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to get dumped in real life. Never mind on national television. Come on.
I think Sean said it best when they asked him later on in the night how it felt like watching that. And he said when he went home, it was just, you know, you compare yourselves to these other guys and you're like, what did Ari have that I didn't have? What did Jeff have that I didn't have? Mm-hmm. And you feel horrible because you feel like you don't stack up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I feel like with his... He was very powerful when she broke up with him and sent him home. When he said, I told you I was in love with you. Like, he had some power behind that. And I think that was also embarrassment. It was like, gosh darn it, I told you I loved you and now you're dumping me. Like, I feel like he kind of wished he would have taken it back. I don't know. I can tell how he would just feel really insecure of letting it go that far and then getting his heart broken. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe if he hadn't said it and he'd been sent home, he would have handled things a little different. Yeah. Because he was so vulnerable and so out there emotionally, it was like, oh, crap, you know?
Yeah.
Throw a lifeline, because I'm still like, who's the real Chris? We're gonna find out, and you've spoken so highly of him.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just a very passionate guy. He's a very in-the-moment guy. Well, while he was there, was he in love with Emily?
Oh, absolutely. But he was also very honest with me, and he said, the one thing that I realized since leaving the show is she's a great girl. She's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean said the same thing. No one's bagging her. You know what I mean? And I think when I say we're going to see a different side of Chris on Bachelor Pad, I don't know that he's necessarily going to redeem himself television style. He definitely, I think we're going to see the more fun side of him, like we saw on the first date with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still going to be hot-headed because that's how he is. But when you sit down and talk to him one-on-one, I mean, he was a great guy. I had so much fun with him.
You're going to get a gamut of emotions with him.
Absolutely.
Great for producers.
Yeah. He's perfect for the show.
He was a he was definitely like getting some points back when he said, when Emily came out, he said, you know, thank you so much for this experience and for letting me open up. And I feel like I've learned so much from it. So mm-hmm. hopefully we will see a more mature Chris in the future.
No, we'll be mature.
He's young. He's in a house filled with alcohol and hot girls in bikinis.
Age doesn't matter. It's how mature you are. Quoting Chris right now.
Okay.
He's going to be eating his words. I'm just going to say that.
House full of liquor, hot girls in bikini. Yeah, age is going to matter.
Yeah.
Chris, you're a lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
Boys will be boys. Yeah.
No, and here's another thing. You know, this whole season, Chris was the hothead. You know, he mm-hmm. had that one beautiful date, you know, early on. But they had the bloopers towards the end of the show, and they showed he and Doug were going at it the whole season.
Yeah.
But did you notice when they were having their little Scotland trip in Croatia, and they were battling, mm-hmm. and Chris wasn't wearing any underpants? He went commando, and they were giggling and laughing, and these were the mortal enemies, Doug and Chris.
Well, I mean, guy's junk's hanging out. He's like, what are you going to do? It's got to be funny.
but still, you know, because they've portrayed Chris as the serious, emotional guy, and to see that side of him. So it's like, I just want to see all of it, you know.
You will see all of him.
You want to see all of him?
You want to see all of him?
JC wants to see
all of Chris.
Everything.
You just went there.
Can't take those words back. They're on television
live.
Now.
Live.
Thank you, Phil. No. Moving on. Let's move on to what I know we're going to take a lot of time with this guy, because everyone, and I think Chrissy tweeted this out, every time he speaks, America falls in love with him just a little bit more.
Shout out to Sean. I don't know if you're watching, buddy, but we love you.
We
and
do.
He really, I mean, really, does anybody come across better than him?
No.
I feel like in the history Jesus of this show,
he's never just said a bad word about anyone, and it's amazing. Like, I wish that there were more people like that in the world.
And humble.
Yeah.
Like, humble. Every time I speak to him, and I'm just like, you have no idea. You have no idea what you've started. Like, everyone in America is rooting for you to find love. They want you to be happy. You open your mouth, and the whole world swoons. Like, it's ridiculous. And he doesn't have an idea. He's just so humble.
Did you get anything out of him? Like, maybe did he steal his parents' car, or did he ditch school? Like, anything? Like, seriously.
He had to have done something.
He lives at home, remember?
Oh my God, that was the best. I love that.
That was hysterical.
I think he should be like a preacher or something. Or he's a guy that actually could stand in front of like the masses. When I listen to him speak, he reminds me slightly of like Tim Tebow.
Yes, well.
Tim Tebow.
I wonder why.
Why? But why? What is this?
Candon has crushes on both of them.
I have crushes on both of them. They're like my dream guys. They have all the values that I'm looking for in mm-hmm. a guy. And they're not afraid to really stand up and just be that guy. And, you know, no matter what comes at them, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, you know, they're just kind of out there and they're just okay being them. And that's what I think is so beautiful about both of them. So I hope that he continues to stand up for what he believes in, because mm-hmm. like what you said, when he stands up and he talks, people listen, and that's a powerful place to be in. And there's so much. I mean, she was talking about the bachelors doing these good things. I mean, that's what really makes you respect someone, is when they have this power and they take it to the next level. They don't mm-hmm. just use it for themselves. So I respect him very much and have always been touched by what he says, and just is a good, I can tell he's just a genuine man. Like, he's just real.
So well-spoken as well.
Mm-hmm. And not afraid to just speak his mind and speak his heart.
But, okay, we're throwing a verbal bouquet to Sean, but I'm going to raise up a small little quote that I got from David Good tonight. And I'm reading it verbatim. It says, it looks to me that ABC, they are potentially setting Sean up to be the next Bachelor because they can't get you-know-who to sign.
Would that be Roberto?
I
mean, okay. Does anyone really want to see Roberto be the Bachelor?
Bieber's mom.
There are so many women that want to see the Roberto as the Bachelor, because I was at the nail salon the other day, and Phil's gonna hate me for saying this, but there, I think it was mentioned by some random person about the next Bachelor. They were reading In Touch Weekly or something like that, and Roberto was mentioned, and there were 6 women out of the maybe 10 women that were there that were all like, oh my gosh, I love Roberto. And it was people that didn't know each other were like talking about Roberto across his nail salon. So he does have a huge following, and I think a lot of women still love him.
I think ABC could be doing this because Sean's a great guy, and you will never take that away from him. But I think they've put such a shine on him that perhaps it's to put a little pressure on Roberto to someone, you know, because I think those are the two. I think those are the two guys. David did mention David Good, that he'd like to see someone new. Please, please do not bring repeats. But it's going to be hard not to bring back Sean or Roberto.
First of all, why do people want someone new? We just watched this amazing man go through this process, get his heart broken. We see that he's still standing strong. Why would we not want to now see him find love? I like that we're invested in him already going into a season. Mm-hmm. The same thing with Roberto. The only thing I don't love about Roberto is he was never on the show. He wasn't fun. He wasn't exciting. There was nothing that made me like I was a Chris L fan the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing about Roberto that made me say, yeah, he should be a Bachelor. I want to watch him. He's going to get me hooked. And Sean, I feel, is a lot different. Yeah. But it's just, I don't know.
The producers have also said multiple times that one of their biggest mistakes was not, in the first couple seasons, bringing on someone who had been on a past season before to be the next Bachelorette or Bachelor, because the fans are so invested in these people. Mm-hmm. And they have such a following. And just like you said, you know, people want to see them find love. So
who do you think next Bachelor, Roberto or Sean Candon?
Oh, gosh. I still think it might be Roberto, just because they're already through that process, if they can just get him to sign. But, I mean, jealously, I don't want it to be Sean, unless I get to go on it.
Chrisley, we already know.
I mean, of course I want to see Sean. He's my favorite ever. But would it make more drama and excitement for it to be Roberto now that Ali has a new show and all these things are going really well for Ali right now and Roberto's kind of just sitting there? It would make more sense for it to be Roberto. But at the same time, didn't he say he didn't want to be on TV anymore?
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Come on.
If you don't want to be on TV, no one's pressuring you to be on TV again.
And if you want to be on TV, freaking own
it. Go for it, yeah.
Guys, they will call you on all this. Trust me, they do this every week to me. So Roberto, Sean, you guys got to mean what you say because they are watching. And I'm sure all of America is. So, you know, anything
else?
What
do you think?
Who do I think? Okay, I'm going to put a comedic spin on it. I think they're going to go with Sean just because I think Roberta's wardrobe might be a little more expensive.
Did you really just say that?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, think about it. Sean is
Can
more of
the...
Can
we have a gong? Can we gong you?
Sean is more of the...
Okay,
Sean is more of like the Old Navy, a little more relaxed, like, you know, Abercrombie & Fitch guy. Roberto, I always see him in the suits. He's the State Farm guy. Come on. Isn't he still doing insurance?
Mm-hmm. Sean had a suit
Sean's
on tonight.
An insurance guy.
Okay. Sean is too.
Sean's an insurance guy,
oh, he
too.
Is? That's right. Wow, I just ate all my words. Wow, this is my last episode for AfterBuzz. Okay. Let's move on.
Make it a good one.
Thanks. Let's move on quickly to Emily. Yeah. Anything
rock stand out? Rockstar. She looked smoking hot.
Yeah.
And she put him in their place. She stood up for herself. I mean, more power to her.
Okay.
She was rocking that Hervé Léger dress and those Christian Louboutins, that girl that were in my backseat, and I can't walk in them as well as you do. She looked stunning, and she was so snarky tonight. Mm-hmm. She was hysterical. She called all the boys out that she needed to, and then she was really supportive of some of the boys, too, which I thought was really great. We've seen such a great side of Emily this season that she's been one of my favorite bachelorettes ever. Like, I'm invested in this season. Yeah. Like,
She's feisty.
Love her.
She's super feisty.
I loved her quote to Kaylin when he was trying to apologize. And she said, I hope you find faith in something more than your Prada shoes and your rented helicopter.
That was awesome.
It was great.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad she called him out on the Twitter stuff. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
She was, like, prepared, too. Mm-hmm. You could tell. She was in it.
And she was tweeting about it that day. She was, like, they were at a restaurant, and she was like, I have to see my exes tonight, and I have to look good, because some of them I have something to say to. And it was cute, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's had fun with it, and she's taken it seriously at the same time, and it's been awesome to see her really, and I feel like she's grown so much since Brad's season.
Really? So, yeah, you can see it. You know her personally, so you've seen the difference.
Yeah, I see a huge difference. She's so much more comfortable in her own skin. Not that she wasn't comfortable in her skin, but on Bachelor, you didn't get to see all these great sides of her. She was so closed and held so much in. And the couple times that I did meet her and get to talk to her, and the couple times that we've emailed through this season, she's just, you can just tell she's such a happier place. And it's really good to see her through this process.
It's so rare to find a girl that you're like jealous of, but you want to be friends with, but like they're just so perfect. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's got all of those qualities. Like she's funny, she's smart, she's drop dead gorgeous. Yeah. And yeah.
Her and Michelle Money, I feel like, are the two girls that have really come out of this franchise looking amazing. And two girls that when I get dressed, I think, what would Michelle or Emily do? When I go to the mall, I think, what would, you know, I look to both of them for just, they're just amazing people. They're both really great people.
You should hashtag that stuff on Twitter.
I did. I tweeted them yesterday and I was like, when getting ready, I'd like to think, what would Michelle Money or Emily Maynard do?
I think a lot of female Bachelor fans
are. We all do. Yeah, because you do. You see them. You want to be friends with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, with that said, let's take a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to have a little news, gossip, and our final predictions.
Hey there, good buddies. My handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck-driving man, but I'm not that old-school kind of truck-driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours, and my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Before we go into news, Chrissy has a little quick announcement for all AfterBuzz TV fans.
Yeah, guys, I'm just following you all in the chat roll tonight, and there seems to be a lot of questions on the finale, so we want to let you know that we will be covering the Bachelorette finale on Sunday after the show, and then we will be covering Bachelor Pad's first episode on Monday night after the show, so we'll be Sunday and Monday just like the show is.
Two nights in a row.
Be there.
Double dosing it. So, well, let's move on. Do you have any news and gossip for us tonight, Ms. Kath Kelly?
There was not that much news this week, just because I feel like everyone is talking about, every single magazine is like, we think we know who won. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they all are weighing out the pros and cons of each guy, and they're all kind of saying that she got engaged, and then some people are saying that she didn't pick anyone, and it's just...
So no one knows.
No one really knows.
You know what was interesting? There's a lot of talk on Twitter tonight that she picks Sean.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying that tonight. Yeah. It was really interesting.
So you could say that actually Mike Fleiss and ABC have done it right this season, because every year everything's been spoiled.
We didn't see a proposal this year. And I feel like in every other season we've seen someone in a promo get down on one knee and you have no idea who it is. And it's
Chris Harrison didn't even ask her how she was doing right now or how it was. Like, he didn't even go there. He's like, nobody's even going there.
Yeah. He's creating more of a tease, more of a fever for it. And I know we're dying to find out.
Something feels different.
But she looks happy. Okay. So whatever it is, it's got to be right, you know?
Okay.
She looks happy. She looks great.
All right, so we kept it short and sweet for news and gossip, and on Sunday we'll have a whole bunch leading into Bachelor Pad. So with that said, let's move on to... predictions, kind of special segment-ish.
Okay.
And now...
//
predictions.
Okay, with that said, this is our last show before the finale, and we're going to weigh out the pros and cons, and basically, our final judgment, who is she picking, and why? Let's start with...
You gotta start with me.
No, I won't. No, I'll give... No?
Okay.
I'll start with...
All right, start with yourself.
Start with me?
Yeah. How about that?
I've been a fan since pretty much the beginning. I think Chrissy was ahead of me by maybe an episode, but it's Jeff.
Why? Pros
just
and cons.
The way she looks at him, there's just something there. There's, I've said it for weeks, the friendship on fire, the charm. He's a great guy, and we were trying to put up a picture that's on wet paint. If you guys are watching or listening to us, there's a picture of Jeff home on wet paint, and he has like 7 babies.
It was on his Instagram as well.
Yes, and it's beautiful. It's like every girl will melt, and you're like, this guy's ready. He wants a family, and the difference between he and Ari wants her to be the love of his life. Jeff wants to experience his life with Emily. Mm.
Interesting.
And so for me, it's Team Jeff all the way.
All right.
So now, Candy, what do you got?
All right. I'm feeling you on that. I think if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said Ari all the way because I saw how she looked at him, and it was there for them until like last week. And I think when I saw her click,
there's the picture.
Aww,
see,
that's sweet.
Oh, that's really cute. Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, something definitely changed last week for me where I, you know, hadn't seen it with Jeff. Like, he was sweet, he was great, but he was still a little vanilla for me, too, for her. There wasn't something different about him. But then when they just really connected on a different level last week, and I could see the shift in her and Ari, and she was, like, worried that mm-hmm. it was just lust. So, and I think that, too. I think it is lust with Ari, and it is love with Jeff. So, I am now Team Jeff all the way. I think there's a lot about Ari that she could totally, totally be cool with. Like, the racing thing is her life. Like, I could see why she loves him and why she thinks it could be right. But I hope that it's going to be more right with Jeff. You know, the religion thing kind of weirds me out a little bit for her. But anyway, go ahead.
Jeff. Since episode one, Jeff.
Yeah.
Kathy, what do you think?
I would just like to point out that on episode one, I said Team Ari and Team Jeff.
You did.
So this is really tough for me because I don't know what to say, but I feel like it's leaning towards Jeff.
All right. So that's a sweep. Hey, Phil, do you have any opinion?
Jeff
with one F.
Jeff with one F.
One F, Jeff.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Candon, where can they find you?
You guys can tweet me at Candon Bliss or at CandonBliss.net.
And Chrisley?
You can find me at Chrisley.
You can find me at Catherine Kelly.
And you can find me at The Everyday Man. So for Phil, Chrisley, Candon, Kathy, I'm JC, and we're the Bachelorette After Show. We'll see you Sunday. Bye, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.